to whom the problem is written by alone. The devotees of Sri Bhagavan are spread all over the world, and as it is impossible to contact them individually, I am writing this piece, but it is really in a personal way written as if to each one. The sage says, such as in all possible difficulties, problems, personal, domestic, even political, or religious, to inquire, namely, to whom the problem is. By this honest, serious inquiry, we go deep inside to come to a stage or point which is really, in the beginning, a conceptual self, self of mentation, and not the real self. The real self, or simply say self, cannot be reached as such, experienced in the sense we experience something, because it is beyond the threefold phenomena as experiencer, experienced and experience, or seer, seen and seeing, etc. The sage simply says, inquire. And here lies the crux of the whole issue. Though we say, as we have read and heard a lot, that self is the source and many lofty things about self, etc., but we have not actually found it, discovered it. So naturally, because of our preconceived ideas, we suppose that it is self we are coming upon. But it is certainly not that self, though later we go to that state. I will try to explain, though it is difficult. The sorrow, grief, our yearning for something, in short, our problem resides, so to say, by our inquiry to this conceptual self, self of our knowledge, information. And when these two become one, when the problem merges into this self, when these two become one and the lies, a single entity cannot exist, it dies. And the real, call it self, comes into being, or rather that ever-existent comes to our experiencing. This experiencing is not based on the threefold phenomena just referred to, kindly note. This middle step, stage or state being not properly understood, many of us get stuck in the conceptual self and are confused, get nowhere and indulge in atmosphere, so to say, created by chanting mantras, devotional songs, some religious practices, etc., etc., and perhaps, though honestly, think themselves that they are on Maharishi's path. This is not at all written in an incentive way, please. Sri Bhagavan never wished us to really do such things. He may not deny, perhaps, some of their benefits so long as they do not lead us astray from the real path. It is all lest we shall be untidy. Worthy devotees of Sri Ramana Maharishi should see with an open mind. Worthy devotees of Sri Ramana Maharishi who are really sincere and want to tread on the path suggested by him, and if I can offer my hand to shake with a friend's hand, if it is not of any value, they should leave it off. And if they find it useful, it is just like dotting the I's and scratching the T's. It is a thing to be seen in oneself, privately, individually. It is not a matter for discussion, as it is not possible, it is appearing here. The law of nature seems thus. Two, that is dualistic, two things when put together and thus become one, that is, when they are united, that united thing or one evaporates, and the basic thing, so to say, which holds them, or say the beyond of the world, that is of dualistic things, manifests itself, appears on the horizon, comes to our experiencing. It is a long sentence, but please follow. The existence of the world or Maya is based on dualistic machinery. Our true nature, Sri Bhagavan. Forgetting the self is death. Remembering it is life. You desire eternal life. Why? Because the present life in relativity is unbearable. Why is it so? Because it is not your nature. You are in truth the pure spirit, but you identify it with a body which is a projection of the mind, an objectified thought. And the mind in its turn has originated from the pure spirit. Moreover, what is life? It is existence as consciousness, and that is yourself. That is the true life, and it is eternal, beyond time. Life in the body is conditioned life, but you are life unconditioned. You will recover your true nature as unconditioned life if the idea, I am the body, dies. Excerpts from Mahayoga. Salutations to Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi, the universal master, the dispeller of misery from the world, the one who chases away the darkness of his devotees and displays himself as the eternal consciousness, inhering in the heart, blazing both within and without, bereft of the least trace of ignorance, the one who shines as the transcendental truth underlying the world and beyond. Let us discover those truths that unite all religions rather than compare the differences in faiths that men live by. If one watches whence this notion, I, springs, the mind is absorbed into that. That is tapas. When a mantra is repeated, if attention is directed to the source whence the mantra sound is produced, the mind is absorbed in that. That is tapas. He knows what is best and when and how to do it. Leave everything entirely to him. You have no longer any cares. Each one is looked after by God. There is no need to let him know your needs. He already knows them and will look after them. Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi.